Jesus intercedes for his disciples. After saying this, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. For you have given him authority over all humankind, so that he may grant eternal life to all those whom you have given to him. Eternal life is that they know you, the only true God, and that they know Jesus, the Messiah, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you assigned me to do. And now, glorify me at your side, my Father, with the glory that I had with you before the creation of the universe. I have revealed your name to those you have given me from among the people of the world. They are yours, and you gave them to me, and they have done what you told them. They now know that everything you have given me is truly from you. I conveyed to them the message that you gave me. They accepted it and have truly come to know that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the people of the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. Everyone who belongs to me belongs to you, and everyone who belongs to you belongs to me, and I'm glorified through them. They're staying in this world, but as for me, I won't stay in this world because I'm returning to you. Holy Father, keep them safe by the power of your name, which you've given to me, so that they may be one, just as you and I are one. While I've been with them, I've kept them safe and protected them by the power of your name, which you've given me. None of them were lost, except the one who chose destruction for himself, to fulfill what was stated in the scriptures. Now I'm returning to you, but I'm saying these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may rejoice like me with pure joy. I have conveyed to them your word. The people of the world have hated them because they don't belong to the world, just as I don't belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but rather that you keep them from the evil one. They don't belong to the world, just as I myself don't belong to the world. Make them holy to you through the truth. Your word is the truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world, and I have devoted myself for their sake so that they also would be devoted to the truth." He intercedes for all believers in him. I'm not praying for these only, but also for everyone who believes in me through what they say, that they all would be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, and so they would be in us as well. That way, the world will believe that you sent me. I have honored them with the same honor you gave me, so that they might be one, just as you and I are one, with me and them and you and me, so that their unity may be complete. So the world will know that you sent me and that you love them just as you love me. Father, regarding those whom you have given me, I want them to be with me in the place where I'll be, so they can see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the universe. Good Father, the people of the world do not know you, but I know you, and these people know that you sent me. I have made known to them who you are, and I will continue to make this known to them, so that the love with which you have loved me will be in them, and I myself will be in them.